Under the proposal, even out-of-state tourists spending money on postcards and T-shirts would help fund Wisconsin schools. That's because two lawmakers want to remove school funding from the property tax rolls and replace that portion with sales tax, increased sales tax. The current state sales tax is 5%. This plan would boost it to 7.75%. Along with Republican Michael Lehman of Hartford, Democratic Representative Wayne Wood of Janesville says the plan gets at easing local property taxes.
Yes, we increase the sales tax. We see a corresponding reduction in property tax. It's critical to tie the two together because as we take schools off, we see a dollar for dollar exchange. So no overall increase in the tax burden.
The lawmakers say a critical prong of the plan is to segregate or protect the money raised for schools. Even extra money would be put in a rainy day fund for school funding only. Representative Lehman.
This is not the cure-all for educational problems in the state of Wisconsin. We feel that this is a mechanism that provides a consistent funding system that we can now make sure our educational system in Wisconsin stays competitive and is of quality.
The Lehman Wood plan proposes making state aid to school districts equal after 20 years, topping out in two decades at $19,000 per student. The plan would also eliminate the qualified economic offer and unfreeze teacher salary schedules. The state's largest teachers union had no immediate reaction to the proposal. The lawmakers say Jim Doyle is expected to review their sales tax school funding plan next week. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.